Dr. Wolf and his electromagnetic karmic reporters presents the Yum Twins in Oil of Uday for sale, congressionally approved, presidential puke too. In this episode, the Yum Twins tell from orbiting space, picking up karmic signals from souls below, about the apotheosis of certain dignitaries. Are they being assimilated in the cosmic karmic circus Maximus Matrix at Caesar's Entertainments? Well, Jesus, what a lot of S's. They say how the equations do start to tilt and sway back and forth, forth and back, froth and foam, frog and moan, fog and moon, F-sounding words and M. God, don't report me to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge for conspiracy to heal the injured. A worse California fault, or Mr. Brawlines of the BBC or CEC, or please. eBay has the oil. Ask for Ray. Next to teen cream pies, and Uday does toes too. Crimes of Today and Quasi-Right for immediate release. Today and Quasi-Right, sons of the infamous terrorists and mother of alkali earth metals from Earth, Sodom G. Osama Ben and Jerry, were killed today during the city's yearly ice cream social. The two brothers ran, at one time, a system of brothels in foreign countries featuring such notorious skin artists as Mama's Two Fruit Pies, Kentucky Fries, Texas Two, and B. Yan Tuk Tum, as well as the fully nude York Yank machine. The two corrupted thousands, perhaps millions, with these maidens of the flesh. Below, this reporter recounts some of their other horrendous crimes. First, the details of how they were done in as given by Bing Yum, the boy wonder of the news, and his sister Clear Yum. They're in a non-incestuous Aristotelian STA love kind of thing, so bear with them. Hey, thank you, sir. May I have another? The two killed were legally executed in a shootout involving paralegals from the Ninth Symphony, being the last. Their 8-year-old son recounted the action in vivid detail and then collapsed and died too of excitement to the brain. They went into this house. A constable, immaculately dressed, with a battery of lawyers and legal documents, said, "Come out with your hands cut off." The two refused and started hurling furniture and pieces of children's cereal at them. Then the constable, after consulting with the lawyers and carefully reading the rules of the engagement as published by Viacom and Andy's Warhols to go.com and their affiliates, busted ovaries are us, and we are all the time fucked up by irresponsible grownups.orgies are us, determined that right thing to do, to kill these terrorists, even if they're tourists, for treason against citizenry of their own country, which they ran poorly. Humanity and bad ammo they might have thought about having when they got drunk a couple of weeks ago, and many other crimes against life, liberty, and other rhetoric you can fill in here. Weapons of mass destruction they were making in the house, in the bathtubs, like methamphetamine, all kinds of nastiness that they should not have been able to do because of the special interest groups paying them off for their really young customers to get really much more screwed than normal later and what have you, etc. That's what the kids said. Anyway, acting on the newly enacted, lawfully considered new law of the lay of the land, you're guilty always, even when the facts paint something like somebody ought to be suspicious of something or another somewhere here, or until we say otherwise, or everyone's dead, or Judge Judy, or Wapner, or Bo Bridges, or what have you on the boob tube is coming on, whichever comes first. Acting on this warrant to remove all personnel that could have at some time or another thought about something bad, or done something bad, or, you know, was bad in heart, there was nothing else to do to get back at the bad somebody did somebody 9/11, 30 a.m. some time ago or something or another, you know, legal stuff like that. They did act to kill the human weapons of badness that were necessary to kill because they could have been something like doing bad things at some time or another, according to the writ of execution, sworn by the constable with a new bottle of mouthwash or booze, I don't know which. I think it was Ozzy, Ben Bourne by name. They shot these bastards, and less badness in the world was felt right away, and pleasure signals to my brain happened in me, and weapons that they were there to ensure they were not there to be removed, were to be removed by them there if they were ever there, started to blossom in air like they was going to show up finally, and then shit on me if you dare. They did dry up again if they were ever there somewhere, and then they completely disappeared in Einstein ether or something like physics book teach or something again for the nth time. I swear the conjurer of cheap tricks, Blaine, is anti-Blair. He is responsible for the negative like setbacks and the common cause of this political dysentery heard coming out in Washington jeans and TV screens. I'll look up later which one. The writ was to remove all massive weapons in anybody at all's pants and kill all personnel of the country who ran the country that were maybe perhaps thinking of massive acts that they might actually be thinking to act upon one day in the far distant future, messily. Therefore, by legal decree, as spoken by paralegals, duly swearing and cursing that they did all shout at once the edict of the marshal's plan. Kill the promoter and clapper and applause maker of mama's two fruit pies in the face of us at once. We demand it. And down the 2 men in a blaze of fire and smoke, a real karmic equation to die for. The perverting ones of the young I'm talking about, spiders of ED and all kinds of scummy stuff, like we are all just sticky buns for you grown-ups films, and all manner of weird, sick, unwholesome junk like that were done in well then in the house of the terrorizing house that might as well have been in the U.S. under that kind of jurisdiction stuff had not Continental Drift been in league with Osama's Aunt Jemima from the beginning, even before Iran. Ayatollah come on me, did bad to our boys with hoods and stuff. So it was legal enough if you just moved the continent back to where it would have been had not terrorists and those that harbor and lend feet support to them and others for thousands of years had not helped in the evilness and badness of mountain shiftiness. This reporter will now recount the sadness that Judai and quasi-right used to perpetrate on small children, adolescents, young adults, adults, old adults, and silly old adults. I was going to say farts, but you know the censors might get, you know, pissed with this shit I'm writing, so I better watch out. I should delete that last sentence, but my dick is starting to itch from the saltpeter that subliminally gets fed us over the boob tube every night. You know, morning male stiffness? I got it bad. Handle the Aunt Jemima. Just forget it. Go on. This is funny shit. Okay, I'll try. This reporter will now recount the sadness that to die in quasi-right used to perpetrate on small children, adolescents, young adults, adults, old adults, and silly old whatever. They used to promote with solemn bulimic regularity tobacco to young ones with cartoons that made them like to watch. And then they'd show up on milk cartons later in a different related context. I just asked Megan. Megan? Thousands of these young ones later took up the not altogether helpful habit. And they did spend their lunch monies, and Tadai used to say yay to this, and the congressman, the new Republican guard, under him with the scent of the Senate, I can smell it, was guard the Republican right guard cans at all costs. What a smell it is, Jesus. And all the coughing, gagging, puking kids died of soulless, addicted to tobacco, existential penniless of soul and betrayal of genetically engineered for thousands of years youthful trust. This was just some of the awful badness these felons of focus groups and chemists and lobbyists and fuckheads in tall buildings sitting on smiling obelisks telling them viscerally and how to really screw up kids did do bad doo-doo. Then they would be making these little ant cartoons geared to get the beer money from the teen boppers, and they would be causing lots to get so blasted that they would go ahead and croak on dorm floors filled to flowing with beer puke of beer over much, you know what I mean. They wanted to be mysteriously ant-brained by cartoon-endorsed booze. mutilated next in cars they were, with bent metal and innocent creepy families too going down the road post curfew, so that's their fault. They did do these bad things, and the sense of the Senate that the bastard and bitches rested in Roman baths or villas, the Iraqi baddest or Worcester's house or Blair's Tony Tory house or something English like that was so what? Pass the soap suds and run my back, bitch, for votes, bud. Bucks helps me let you fuck the young ones for fun up, so pay up, oh ruler of legions, Mark. Mob dickus up of Rome 2, 48 A.D., Appian Way Street, still there after all these years. Another really clever advance thinking and insightful humanitarian relief not as enduring. Efforts for the good of the armpit scent of important cosmological giants, the multicolored pragmatically combined to homogeneity houses to be whipped with. I swear I'm not making this up. That's what I heard. Toast the young ones for bucks. I need to give my whores more jewels and linens or no more head for months. That's what they said. And many such as these that love the little cartoons and cute chicks getting squirted with foam beer like sperm was, yes, I can do so, spray my sperm if I was to be drinking the beers like the guy with the gal with the nice boobs thing. So the horrible to die in quasi or semi-right did all these bad things while all the parental types sleeping and just fucking around heads and authority types did soak in soapy sales and lobbyist suds and smoking bud with the monies from the sales of this fun shit to the pretty impressionable neophytes of stretched, aching, swollen, raw genitive and intrauterine love who should ought to know better. So it's not the grown-up's fault, one's fault, really. Or it is, I forget. Are we talking to die, or U.S. is bad for mankind too here? Doesn't matter. All right. The little kiddies that did trust their moms and dads and neighbors and movies and societies and common new TVs and TVs and ads and counters and all manner of quasi and not really right at all ideas, or was it to die's fault? This reporter is not sure, but maybe is not to die, but the American I love to make you, come on my baby, industry should, as well as Mrs. Inmia's thinkiest net makers and all her cleric, technical assistants, users, sick heads, etc. should. I do not know anymore where the bad fault part lies. In flowing cleric robes brown with hopefully only sand or pinstriped loose cuts against Wall Street times. He was not to die, but his brother Quasi, really at all, but of the bathing ones, they may be really criminals. The ones in the house bathing in blood money all the time are ones worthy to die in a shootout with eagles coming down to eat their guts and gross rotting ideas like cancer of the lungs, esophagus fable, verbal intercourse with gaping mouths and holes and throats full of fun and puke of smokes and beers for campaign money in the back seats of cars. And all kinds of gross stuff kids get into thanks to the really awful killer of thousands, millions, really, for a fun profit at the younger generation expense. Who die, cologne to die with, or really is criminal. What they did, and all like them, are good to go. This reporter, without bias or other stuff I learned in college, says it is so. Barbarously was to die, intruding on weddings when the cameras from porno Hollywood and reporters weren't ready. Shoot all the bastards, turn them all on each other is the way to go. Maybe. I don't know. Moses, a la mold? Or just blast them with Aunt Jemima's thoughts till they puke to death? Well, with the death of these that do these like crimes against humanity, children and the like makers of bad life for unsuspecting people, the world is better. We can all like hope that the number one maker of deadly culture, Mr. Mini One, and his horrible wife, the former Ms. Judas Chanel, originally with the scent of French Senate on her just prior to the revolution that bears the same name, will one day fall, pay the reaper, get tapped by Uncle Good or some other horrible fate, as should be the case if you are an adult responsible for children in your society and frequently choose to turn them into prostitutes and whores and waste them for amusement only via sweating humans gyrating on electromagnetic radiating brain machines. I'm talking Moscone's macaroni souls to go permanently out.com here. Come back karma, smoking version 2 is possible. The internet all the time for everybody to get them for fun should be punished, like Kudai was punished, I think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that was how Kudai died, but I don't know. I'm getting confused with this music playing in the TV and all this crap in my head. Writer's note. Need to suggest somehow indirectly avoiding fault lines, showing how confusion can turn tragic. Need to mention somehow the fate of Romans, Greeks, Carthaginians, dinosaurs, and other extinct cultures, animals, plants, reptiles, and living things I think bad about for more than a moment. I remember I think I got depressed once, then my stomach ached, and well, a while back I burped in Europe and broke wind in Japan and cleaned my teeth during some fall season once. Let's tune the band up for the big spasm angels. Krishna comes again. Something I, anyway. Writer's continuing note. If you were in the FBI, CIA, or some kind of creepy, insecure person or country, or head of some such insecure, guilty shit country or something or another, ignore that last paragraph. It is just entertainment. If you want real crimes against humanity, check the net, the cable, your own head, culture, life, and amusements out. eBay has great knives. Cheap. Go ahead. If you find something, carry the organ into your local offices of Your Tragic Culture is to die for.com. They can auction it off for you, and your karmic penalty will be canceled. You will also get $5 off on your next purchase. Being continued. Meantime, our boys march on to glory, killing off local tourists or tourists. Teen sandwiches win ATM for people at ATMs. Adam to Adam, or Mohammed Adam, Adam. A blatant corruption of young want to be, could be angels of God's houses were like to die and quasi ride like lookalikes and are all really the same as when you look at the numbers of wrongfully injured, killed, tortured, maimed, and drunken car accidents, generally culturally ruined, overdoses, VD, stuff like AIDS, syphilis, those anal wart jobs, guns to go, bulimia, and all that might be thought by weird readers like writers like me to be, you know, not that good from real Cadillac and the spirit realm types perspectives. These are lots of, there are lots of Catholics, entertainers, adults in the heart, and crappy people in high places with fingers always somewhere not nice that should probably go with the oil of the house arrest. Let us wish them well as defenders of what is a good start to beat back the scummy ones that are everywhere, even always in magical light shows from Blaine boxes and plasma states Einstein must have made up in his sleep, like the sun coming out of Earth, or sometime last night, or was it me or something with a physicist Feynman and taught me good all from his head to me, or else MMC-11, I'm going to fuck you, Western U.S. ass bad for what you've done to Claire. This has been your reported being. Claire, are you there? Writer's note. That was the last Bing Yum said, and then Claire, waiting next to her buzzer, piped up after rubbing her butt and wiping a tear away and other unmentionable liquids of the night. Ye shall all come over here and do the same the angels and demons say from Iraq, and do unto them that done us for our badness to them, for their bad unpunished, reported, spoken about, badness as bad as they done us bad. Whew, this is a really bad paragraph. Leave it in. No one will notice. Clear as paragraphs about it. Societal culture wrong, editable by not just ass, nuts, mother nature, mom, mops, wasps, or bad colognes from ancient Rome where Jesus wept. Extremely expensive, payable days in bed repeating, I'm dead, 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 with Jesus wept. Rise up, brother. Smell on your brothers. Everybody try to wet each other like animals in jungles right now, as long as you can. Then Odai said, take my oil and go away. And other weird prose like that. Transmission? Oh.